cavers and scientists are exploring new underground areas of Alaska. They're discovering new caverns and the mineral formations hidden inside. Efforts last year probed areas of Southeast and Wrangell St. Elias National Park, and that work will continue over future summers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talked to some of the cavers and has this story.
You never know what you're going to find when you head underground. Take Forest Service geologist Jim Bachtel, who led me into Prince of Wales Island's Wingate Cave. He told me he didn't expect to find any evidence of animals in the tall, narrow cavern. Then, while I took some pictures, he started poking around a small side passage. There, among the rocks, were some bones.
Here's part of the cranium. And I have a jaw. There's some more of the cranium. There are bones in this cave. We just haven't found them yet.
The remains turned out to be from a pair of young bears that likely tumbled down an overhead entrance years before. Nothing of great significance, but still a fun find. It's the sort of thing cavers have been coming across for several decades as they've explored the pits, canyons, and tunnels that make up Alaska's underground. Last year's discoveries included more than a half dozen caves on Kosciuszko Island off Prince of Wales' northwest coast. Juno anthropologist Dan Monteith was one of the explorers.
Most of them were deep sinkholes that you rappel down into first and then kind of work your way down. A couple of them started off either with a sinkhole or kind of a horizontal shaft and then went deeper.
The effort was part of a Forest Service inventory preparing for possible timber sales. Federal law requires protection of caves, sinkholes, and similar features. Monteith says the passages harbored some surprises once explorers climbed inside.
You might have a narrow little passageway or sinkhole entrance, but oftentimes, because of the hydrology, the action of the water, it will carve out and you'll have these big bells and you'll get to different places where you have big canyons. It's similar to slot canyons, you know, in the Southwest. It's like a slot canyon without the daylight.
No major expeditions are planned for this summer, but Thorn Bay Forest Service geologist Johanna Kovarik says she may take a crew to the island to look for more openings to be explored in the future. A separate effort involving some of the same cavers went to Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve, northeast of Cordova. Previous expeditions had found some lengthy caves in limestone that's related to Prince of Wales Island's bedrock. Tenneke caver Steve Lewis says the Park Service-backed effort found dozens of features. They discovered springs, openings, and remnants of what had likely been a large cave carved away by glacial action. But nothing was that out of the ordinary.
We went way up high and found one cave at 6,000 feet or so, 6,029 feet I think it was, and found a number of springs. They weren't spectacular features, but all in all, it's a gorgeous place. Nobody was too bummed out. I mean, we were bummed out we didn't find the caves, but we were also pretty excited to just get to explore that countryside.
The park is large and continued exploration could turn up significant finds. The effort will resume next year. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.